Truth Alive. Truth Alive, I believe, is the message that God has put on my heart to proclaim to you on this glorious day, this feast of feast, the Pascha of our Lord. Easter Sunday has come. The great fast of Lent is over, and we rejoice in truth alive. As I considered this word, truth alive, I was reminded that, of course, my journey into the Christian faith began right almost from birth when I was baptized, and growing up in the family of my father being a Methodist minister, and my parents, both my parents, raising us in a godly Christian home and setting the example for us. But as a young man, I had departed really from the faith after getting married, or even prior to getting married during my college years. But it was almost exactly 25 years ago that I began a journey back into the faith. Back into the faith. And that journey really began one day going home from work, flipping around on the radio stations. I came across the Bible Answer Man on a Christian radio station in Washington, D.C. And so I began to listen to this guy named Hank Hanegraaff. And for many years following, I became a faithful listener. Not only a faithful listener, but he was the president of the Christian Research Institute, CRI, having taken that over from Dr. Norman Geisler, who had passed away. And so I subscribed to the CRI journal, and I read these articles, and for a number of years I was just absolutely almost enraptured with this man, Hank Hanegraaff, who I discerned had a love for the truth. And it was his ministry on the radio and through CRI that started me back on a journey of my own in search of truth. In search of truth. And in fact, it became a journey that led to my finally answering the call to ordained ministry, which I had suppressed, been successful at suppressing for most of my life. God having called me really from the age of 7 years old. And for many years, I, like Jacob, and I'm rightly named, James is a derivation of the name Jacob, Jacobus. Jacob, I was wrestling with God, but I was no longer wrestling with God in my call to ordain ministry. But it was the transformation of truth as propositions to a journey, a living faith, an incarnational reality. And you see, this is what had to happen with the disciples. For 3 years, Jesus had gathered this ragtag group of men, largely uneducated, working blue-collar fishermen, despised tax collector. These men were unlikely candidates to be the inner circle of the Messiah's followers. But they were representative of common folk like you and me. And for 3 years, Jesus taught these disciples. He taught these disciples, and make no mistake about it, we read the Gospels and we see that he very clearly and explicitly in many cases declares that he will be put to death, but that he will rise again. And we think, what was wrong with these men? Didn't they get the message? Certainly they heard what Jesus said. There was the truth that Jesus was prophesying. And yet, the truth, the knowledge of the head, never connected with the heart. There was never an internal appropriation of this reality. On this Easter Sunday, then, we read the gospel this morning from the Gospel of St. Mark, in which it was first the women who go to the tomb. And the stone being rolled away, they encounter the angel inside. And the angel says, he is not here. The gospel from last night, from the Gospel of John, said that the angels said to the women, come and see. Come and see where he lay. You see, there was not just the proclamation that he is risen. They were invited to come in. Come in and to encounter very personally and experientially the reality that the Lord was not there, that he was risen from the dead. His grave shroud lying there. The handkerchief covering his face folded up. The noble icon made without hands on that handkerchief, on the shroud. And they realized that indeed he is risen. And these women became the first evangelists of this glorious message of the resurrection. They were directed to go and tell the disciples. And of course, we know that this was transformative to these men who struggled with their faith, these seeds of faith suddenly sprouting forth. The reality, especially in encountering the Lord, that he is risen, was suddenly realized. All those words spoken of our Lord, the prophetic words that he would be put to death and rise again, now became real. Truth alive. Truth alive. You see, unfortunately, we live in a world in which truth is not really known. We live in a very pluralistic Western society that is in accepting almost whatever one wants to believe, very relativistic kind of thinking. Truth is for me what I believe. It might be different for you when we all accept that. But this is not what Scripture teaches. In fact, in many ways, it's the world's view of truth is what Pontius Pilate asked the Lord. As our Lord stood before him, he said, what is truth? What is truth? And that's what the world asks. What is truth? Well, my brothers and sisters in Christ, today we proclaim it's not a matter of what is truth, but who is truth? Who is truth? Him who declared, I am the way, the truth, and the life. You see, truth is bound up with life, not death. It opens the way, the portal back to paradise that had been sealed off with the curse of Adam, that had kept us in exile. But today, with the resurrection, that portal has been thrown open wide. Truth is alive. Our Christ is risen. And we proclaim that glorious truth. Well, as Paul Harvey said, there's the rest of the story. Because this past week, I was thrilled to learn that Hank Hanegraaff, after 2 years ago visiting China and encountering some faithful Orthodox Christians in China, he said that they lived, quote, an enviable Christian life. Here was a man who had devoted himself to small O Orthodox teaching for many, many years, and proclaiming the church truth and fighting heretical teachings that abound throughout Protestant Christianity. And here was a man who encountered these Chinese men and women and realized that the faith wasn't just in what they proclaimed, the creeds that they recited, but it was a faith that was living, a faith that proclaimed the truth, that incarnationalized the truth, that enfleshed the truth. And as one of these Chinese men encouraged Hank Hanegraaff to begin to read Watchman Nee, who really proclaims the doctrine of theosis, that is, us becoming divine by grace, what God is by nature, the essence of Orthodox understanding of salvation, Hank Hanegraaff began his journey into the Orthodox faith. And after a period of catechism this past Saturday, Lazarus Saturday, Hank Hanegraaff, his wife Kathy, and two of their sons were chrismated at St. Nectarius Greek Orthodox Church in Charlotte, North Carolina, to the glory of God. And today, or last night, I should say, he received for the first time the Holy Eucharist, or perhaps the second time, the Holy Eucharist, the body and blood of Christ, his entrance into the faith, a journey that reflects and mirrors many of our journeys and our pursuit of truth. And while this has absolutely shocked the evangelical world, it will not be the last shockwaves that go, because there are men and women in evangelical Christianity who truly love the truth, who truly love our Lord Jesus. And I say to all who ask me about Orthodoxy, I don't try to give an apologetic, but I rather just tell them, continue to pursue the truth. Continue to pursue our Lord Jesus, and you will find your way. Because truth is alive. He is risen. Truth alive in each of us. Even as we fall, even as we falter in the confessional, receiving the absolution of the forgiveness of God, we declare truth alive. Even as we face the challenges of this life and the tragedies and even the unthinkable deaths, we proclaim with our lives and our ministry to one another that truth is alive, that Christ is risen. We proclaim to a world that is lost and that says, what is truth? That truth is alive in the church, in her sacred mysteries, in each of us, as we take the light and the joy of the resurrection and live as Easter people, not just this day, not just on Sundays, but every day of the year, proclaiming with our very lives, our service and our ministry, truth alive, because Christ is risen from the dead, to the honor and glory of our God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.